Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about don't donate sperm. Well, let's go. Remember fellas, no good deed goes unpunished. You try to be nice to people and what happens? You're the one that ends up getting fucked in the ass. So don't do it, unless you like getting fucked in the ass. If you do, well, that's on you. I can't help you on that. Well, let me prove my point. Let me bring up a clip of a guy that donated sperm to a lesbian couple and see what happens.
We had an agreement with Robert that he would be the father to both of our babies. You know, this is my wife. We are married. We have always wanted a family.
Yeah, that's all bullshit. Trying to help because they're a nice couple. He did because he's a pervert. He just had two chicks right there and they wanted to get fucked. And you could raw dog them. Don't get me wrong. This chick right here, she's pretty. I would fuck her. And I probably in another lifetime, I would have got her pregnant. Because yes, I am a breeder and I do like to, you know, get women pregnant. I haven't gotten a chick pregnant. Well, I might have. I might have some kids floating around there, but that was before I realized that that's a no-no. I'm not a good person, am I? Oh, no, anyways, moving on.
Or to us that the children are related. So, unfortunately, the only way to do that is if they have the same father. And he made an agreement, his idea, that he would be the father to both those babies because, you know, everything's so expensive. And artificial insemination, sperm donor, it's like so expensive.
Yes, sweetheart, everything's so expensive right now. And the reason is because people vote liberal. Just like you, sweetheart. Yes, you're voting for all this free welfare and giving money and then all this immigration coming and all this nonsense. That's why everything's going higher and higher. I know everybody right now is thinking it's right versus left, white versus black, and this, that, and the other. But no, it's the haves versus the have-nots. But people are fighting over stupid shit, right? Well, let's continue.
And, yeah, correct. Why did you agree?
Well, I've known these people for 10 years. We are really good friends. We spend a lot of time together. They make a beautiful couple, and they're
bullshit, dude. Like I said earlier, you did it because you wanted to fuck two bitches. And yes, getting two chicks pregnant, yes, that is very, very appealing. Don't get me wrong, it is, but you're doing it because you want to fuck them, not because you're trying to help them have kids and all that shit. Fuck off, dude. You look like a weenie anyways, just saying.
Beautiful people.
Come on, man.
And, you know, they're unable to have this kid on their own, and so I agreed to help them with that.
All right.
Out of the kindness of my own heart.
No, retard, I think you're talking about the bulge in your pants, not the size of your heart, fool. Damn, you're still ugly, man. You look like fucking like a retarded person, but whatever. I guess it's just me being stupid.
Oh, yeah, it's a hate speech.
No, it's not. Whatever.
So he consented and you all started the process?
Yes. We slept together. Yes.
Oh, okay. So you all...
See what kind of delusional shit this is? These two chicks wanted to have the kids the same, but they're still going to be half-brothers. Even though they have the same father, they have two different moms. And then this guy is fucking being retarded. But yeah, you're retarded too. Everybody in this fucking courtroom is retarded. But whatever. Yeah, the only good thing about this is that you fucking two chicks. But I don't think it's worth it though, because now you're dealing with bullshit. Hence why you're in court, dumbass. But kudos on having two chicks. Hey, at least that's one positive. But it's not worth it, I think. What do you guys think? Oh, let's continue.
Did the old-fashioned way.
Hey, 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 look at the prepubescent Justin Bieber. That motherfucker's pretty cute. Oh, no wonder why P. Diddy fucking waxed that ass, right? Oh, maybe I understand why this retard's fucking these two chicks. They're not bad-looking women, my opinion, but it's still bad. You're still paying a high price for this pussy. It's some psycho pussy, though, but fuck, I bet they're good and bad. Oh, decisions, decisions. Let's continue.
We're both pregnant, yeah.
Oh, right now?
Yes, correct. Right now.
Why are you suing him for the cost of the party? He agreed to pay for it?
He agreed to pay for it and
is now refused. Yes, I'll. Yeah. So, and at some point during the party at the restaurant, I was speaking with Kevin, my ex-husband, outside of...
You see, these chicks are stupid. They're not really lesbians if you think about it. They're bisexual. Yeah. Yeah, they said they got fucked. Yeah, they had those kids the old-fashioned way. Yeah, and this chick was talking to her ex-husband, Kevin. I guess Kevin grew up, huh? From Home Alone? Oh, shit. That's Macaulay Culkin. I heard he got his ass waxed, too. Jeez, things that you notice, huh? Oops, I better not do that because I'll get in trouble. Let's watch the show still.
The restaurant, and Robert came up and saw us speaking and seemed to think that something was two ways going along romantically, consensually, and he thinks that I am now, that he is now not the father of the child that I'm carrying.
Oh man, that's some Jerry Springer shit right there, right? Just watch.
Oh, so let me let him tell that part of the story, because I do want to hear from you, Mr. Pham. So you're at the gender reveal party?
That's correct.
The one you agreed to pay for?
Yes, under the terms that they were my kids. Well, she's saying there was...
Man, these chicks are fucking retarded. Why the hell do they sleep with this dude? He's so fucking ugly. Look at him. He looks like Shaggy had sex with a fucking vulture, and this one came out. Fucking A. Ugly. But what do I know, right? fuck this shit.
Speaking outside, Your Honor, I believe they were doing a lot more than just speaking outside.
Oh.
As a matter of fact...
What did you see?
Well, there was a couple things. Initially, I saw them dancing very intimately on the dance floor. And when I say intimately, I mean it looked like they were having intercourse with clothes on.
What?
Yeah, I guess this retard doesn't have that much experience with women. Yeah, it's because women will lie, cheat, and steal. They don't give a shit. If they think that they could get a fast one over you, they will. Oh, yes. Yes, they will. That's how chicks are. Damn, I feel like Al Bundy telling you how women are. Fuck, one thing I need to do is sell women's shoes. I sell stuff, but not women's shoes.
It relates to the child, the unborn child of Katrina Marshall. It has been determined by this court, Mr. Pham, you are the father.
I guess that's a good thing for you, because you want to be the father of both of the children. But I think you're stupid, because why the hell you want to be attached to these psychos? The only reason I would have sex with multiple women if I was going to start a harem. Yeah, I would. If I had enough money and the laws permit it, I would have me fucking like at least 3 bitches and I have them all pregnant. It's like, why not? You have a penis, you have the money, why not? Fuck it. But you know how it is now, it's all fucking bullshit. Oh no, you're a misogynist. I don't give a fuck, I got something you can massage, motherfucker. Well, let's continue.
You are the father.
One of two.
Oh, you don't need to make comments like that.
So you're serious.
Well, maybe this guy's not as weak and stupid as I thought he was in the beginning. He guesses spider sense is tingling. Yes, he smells whore. Huh, yeah, well let's find out.
As it relates to the unborn child, Ashley Marshall, it has been determined by this court, Mr. Pham, you are not the father.
You see, there you have it. Justin Bieber was a fucking lying bitch. She said that she was going to have a kid with this dude so they could have 2 half-brothers, but no, it turned out to be all bullshit. Now, I wonder what that other chick is going to do, the one with the glasses. Is she going to hook up with this guy? Because technically, they both have a kid together. But not with that, or their girlfriend or wife or whatever that other chick is. burn.
I knew it. And you try to have me pay for it.
He's not the father.
You see, fellas, you can't trust women no matter what. They're all gonna do bullshit. The only good thing, this guy only has 1 chick pregnant. And one that's gonna happen in the aftermath. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if they end up together. That guy and with the chick with the glasses? Me personally, I think the one with the glasses is way better looking than Justin Bieber, but that's just my opinion. Yep. So just don't accept the kind of shit. Look at this one right here. It says, this woman left her rich husband and child to be passed around by black rappers. Oh man, doesn't that make you racist? That would me, if that was me, but you know. I'm racist for other shit. Different reasons, of course, but whatever, that's me. No, not really. The only thing I'm prejudiced against is stupid people and weak people. Those are the people I discriminate against. As long as you're not stupid and or weak, we're cool, man. I don't care the color of your skin. Yeah, for real. The thing is, with this guy, he's getting burned because the chick is being a dirty hoe. But that's how life is. But, you know, you just gotta push on forward and keep on going. So just don't let women like this get under your skin, even though they weren't your chicks, even though they're going to carry your seed. I really don't understand why you wanted to do that instead of being a pervert, but whatever. But you need to take care of your own business, right, fellas? Don't let none of this trash get to you and just watch. And when the time's right, then you can get yourself a chick. But not before, because shit is bad. Well, you guys take care of yourselves. Goodbye.
A jak ty w ogóle masz na imię? Nie chciałbyś zostać na śniadanie?
A gdybym to ja zajął twoje miejsce?
Nie parkuj na miejscach.